Welcome back in, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Great show for you today. We continue making our way towards 7 o'clock and another great weekend here. Farmers Market set for tomorrow in downtown Cedar Rapids. Lots of stuff to do this weekend, including the Colonels in town. Very excited, though, to bring our next guest onto the program. And parents, if you're driving with your kids in the car right now, I think this is a great opportunity to teach them a lesson about perseverance, because Nick Nurse has been all over the place as an assistant coach, as a head coach. At the age of 50, he's finally getting his chance to be an NBA head coach. The former UNI player, Carroll native, joining us on the program right now. First off, Nick, congratulations. I know this is something that you've been building to, working to for quite a while in your career. How does it feel to now be Nick Nurse, head coach of the Toronto Raptors?
Hey, it feels good. Thank you for that introduction, man. That was very nice of you. It feels good. It's been an exciting kind of 24, 48 hours since I've been notified of the job and the press conference and stuff yesterday. It's been quite a whirlwind, but man, it's good. It feels good. It's time to get to work. I'll let it sink in here later. I'll get to work.
Now, Coach, I want to talk about your journey for just a second, because I think in anything, there are people that rise quickly, and then there are people that have to prove themselves and pay their dues over a long period of time, and you certainly fall into the latter category. What has this journey in coaching been like for you?
Well, first of all, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been a lot of fun and an incredible learning experience, both on and off the floor. Just telling somebody before, you know, they're like, oh man, you know, it was like driving on all those bus trips and van trips and this and that, you know, and I just remember loading up the van and driving from Enid, Oklahoma to Dodge City, Kansas, and playing a game and getting back in the van and driving back to Enid when I was coaching in the USBL. And I just remember it being really fun, you know, coaching basketball and trying to get guys to play to win and play hard and play with some chemistry and things like that. And learn as you go. Just always approach each and every team and each and every season as a challenge and as a learning experience. And fortunately, it just kind of kept moving up. Like you said, a little slowly at times, but I just felt like I slowly moved up, and here we are today.
You just brought up Oklahoma, so I'm going to ask you about it. A 2005, okay. An assistant with the Oklahoma Storm. It's a summer basketball league. You're making roughly $300 a week. You mentioned driving the vans. I want to know, is it true? Did you really also wash the uniforms?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. But I was only an assistant there. The head coach was washing them.
Okay, that's what
so,
I thought.
Now, you're on the right track. Let's put it that way. You're on the right track. Yeah, we were sweeping the floors and sweeping the locker rooms and taping the floors and driving the van. He'd drive one van, I'd drive the other, and coaching the team. Yep, you're right. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Is that maybe the point in your career where you felt the furthest away from realizing your potential and getting to the NBA?
No, not really. I tell you, it was kind of part of what I sensed was, even though I was doing some good work in England and winning and stuff, I was sensing getting further away from anybody caring, you know, and I was trying to then spend my summers actively doing things in the States, because, you know, I had the summers off. I didn't have any responsibility with my team in England other than, you know, putting the team together. And that was only one or two or three players every year to add or subtract. So I started in the USBL, and then I went to the Long Beach Summer League and coached a free agent team. Then I started worked my way onto the bench of the Milwaukee Bucks one summer league, and then in the Bulls, and that, you know, so I was inching my way back as I could still continue to make a living and continue to coach, be a head coach of a team. And then the D-League kind of opportunity in Iowa came about, and that kind of got me back into the state.
Now, Coach, I want to talk about the D, or now as it's known, the G League for just a second.
Yeah, G League, yeah.
What kind of a future do you think that this league has? Because it seems like it's continually growing and becoming more of an asset for the NBA, and now with the two-way contracts, it helps. But what kind of future do you see for that league?
Well, you're right. It's growing like crazy, and I think it's the future's super bright, and they've put a lot of concentration on it. We're not far away now in that league from every NBA team having their own team. Only a few teams left, I think. So, you know, it's going to be just like AAA baseball, and we all know how important that is to Major League Baseball. And we have a really close synergy with our team here. It's just out in a suburb called Mississauga. I mean, we have guys that can practice with us and go play with them at night, and vice versa. And it's really become a great asset for us.
Native Iowan and new head coach of the NBA's Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse, with us here on the program. Eldon Miller, your head coach at UNI. I have to imagine he was probably a tremendous influence on you as a young player. You got into coaching right away. Was there anything that you took, any lessons that you took from playing for Eldon Miller into your coaching career?
Oh, yeah, a lot. First of all, he was a great, great fundamental coach. I mean, you know, like, from learning the basics of how to teach the game, you know, in every aspect, from footwork to shooting to rebounding to defense to all that stuff was invaluable. You know, it's one of the things I think kind of gets skipped a little bit nowadays. Guys, you know, we used to, you know, coach that way and go coach camps and coach a lot of kids for weeks after weeks after weeks. And I'm not sure that a lot of coaches are doing that as much as we were. You know, every coach was doing that back in the day. And I think having that fundamental base that Coach Miller provided, you know, really set a good stage for me. And then also, he was such a great leader, you know, such a great leader and such a class guy. And you know, those attributes are always good to follow as an example.
Now, Coach, you've mentioned this ad nauseum, but the game is constantly changing. How important is it for you as a coach and for your coaches, the staff that you will assemble, to try to stay out ahead of those changes?
It's extremely important, you know, and it's something that we discuss a lot. Like, you know, anybody can kind of say, hey, you know, this is what's happening now. Look at this team or that team or this team. And let's try to adjust to it. But the teams that are, you know, getting out ahead of, you know, what's next? I mean, we constantly talk about what could be coming next, what style of play, what things can we experiment with, you know, that we can be the lead, you know, that we're not following what somebody else is doing. Let's let them follow us. And that's a topic of conversation for us a lot. And I think it's really important to us. And it's important to me as I build my staff. I want to get a little bit of everything. I don't want just, you know, three 20-year NBA veteran assistant coaches. I want former players. I want some international experience. I want some head coaching experience. I want some guys that are going to have some different viewpoints. You know, if they're all like me, I wouldn't need them. You know, I want some diverse opinions and objective opinions from guys.
Not only are you trying to build your staff right now, but you also have the draft next week to look forward to. How involved are you as far as preparations for the draft go?
Yeah, hardly at all. First of all, we don't have any picks this year as we sit today. So we may end up with one or a second rounder or something like that before the draft or on draft night or something. But no, our front office takes care of all that. I will certainly be there and I'll get more up to speed on that this week on what our draft board looks like and if somebody of interest is still sitting there or falling that we really like and they're trying to make a move, then, you know, I'll know who that is. I don't know any of those guys as of now, but I'll get caught up here this week.
Now, Coach, you're taking over a really talented roster, but you know that you're ultimately going to be judged on how you perform in the postseason. How do you make sure that this team is ready for training camp and then a really long regular season after what's been somewhat of a turbulent offseason?
Well, you get to work here in the summer. You know, we've got a great summer development program. We've got a lot of coaches that are really skilled in teaching players, and we're out there with them, you know. not all together, but you know, players scatter a little bit over the summer, and but we go see them and give them a plan of action and work with them, and we get them together here and there for some meetings and stuff. And you know, it's just, you know, the big key for me always is that our player development and our off season work is directly linked to what we're doing, you know, and that, you know, sometimes you can go do drills and work out and stuff, and it doesn't really relate to how your team wants to play, but we make sure to make that connection and link those two together.
Just a couple more minutes with Nick Nurse here on KGYM. You've been in Toronto for 5 years as an assistant. How much does that familiarity with the roster and the way that things work there with the front office and the city, how much does that benefit you with this being your first head coaching job in the NBA?
Well, I think it benefits a lot just because of so familiar with the players. That's the main thing, right? Like, I know their strengths and weaknesses, good idea how to use them on offense, what their capabilities are on defense, who reacts well late game, you know, all those kind of things. You know, the city and the organization and stuff, obviously that's helpful too, because it's always a time-consuming process to move and get to know people. So I think part of the reason I'm talking to you today is because we do have a roster that's pretty much intact, and there is some familiarity there.
The roster will stay intact. Not many free agents that will be hitting the market for your roster as it stands right now. But how much do you pay attention to the off season as far as free agency around the league? Because it really, this off season could change the landscape of the entire NBA.
Yeah, you certainly pay attention to it. I mean, it's always a big, you know, there's some big moments in the year when teams change their complexions, and obviously free agency is the biggest of those. So, yeah, I think everybody's gearing towards the draft, and as soon as the draft's over, everybody's gearing towards free agency, and then summer league is upon us, and you start going from there.
All right, we can't have a former UNI guy on today and not ask you your feelings on the Big Four Classic going by the wayside, and it looks like Iowa is not going to play UNI and Drake anymore moving forward. As a former Panther player, do you think UNI and Iowa should be playing every year?
100%. I just ruined my day. Really?
Oh, we broke that. Did we break that news to you? Yeah, I apologize for that. I figured you probably.
I didn't check my Iowa news yet today, but it's a bummer because I'll tell you what, I was a part of one of the first ones there. That big, I don't want to overblow the number there, but I think there was 20,000 people at the Uni Dome, Dr. Tom Davis era in Eldon, and gosh, that was a night I'll never forget. That was a night I never forget.
Yeah, they were some good games back in the day. But, well, now I feel bad. Now I feel like we've ruined the rest of your day.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We'll keep pulling for both of them. We certainly love the Panthers, but we're big Hawkeye and Cyclone fans too. It's great at the end of the year when those guys are playing postseason for everybody.
One last question before we let you go. There's another pretty good three-point shooter from Carroll, Iowa, Adam Haluska, who played for the Hawkeyes a couple years ago, well, many years ago now. Who wins in a three-point contest, you or Adam?
Oh, I think I'm going to get in a three-point contest, but in every other single facet of any other sporting, athletic concept of anything, he's going to win. He played for me at the Iowa Energy, and what a tremendous person he is. What a tremendous person he is.
All right, Nick, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa, and I think you made a lot of Toronto Raptors fans today here in the state of Iowa, so we'll be pulling for you, and congratulations. Like I said, I've followed your career from afar for quite a while, and I know you've been working for this, and it's great to see you finally achieve your goal. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you very much. It was really nice talking to you guys. Hello to everybody in Iowa, and I can't wait to get back there at the end of the month.
All right. New Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse joining us on the program today and taking over a team that wins 59 games, most wins in the Eastern Conference last year. Dwayne Casey parts ways, or the Raptors part ways with Dwayne Casey because of the playoff performance. And I think the decision was questioned by a lot of people. Hey, if you're going to part ways with the head coach, why are you hiring somebody who was on his staff? Don't you want a complete break? read up on Nick Nurse and see what people say about this guy. Got into coaching at the age of 23 at Grandview. Take a look at his Wikipedia page. There are places and teams on here, I guarantee you, that you have never heard of. And yet, he kept grinding every step of the way. And he's 50 years old, and now he's the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, one of two native Iowans coaching in the league along with Fred Hoiberg. And we ruined his day, which now I feel bad about.
He is one of the analytical thinkers that you're starting to see matriculate into coaching in front office positions in all sports. And like he's talked about, you try to stay out in front of the changes that are made in the NBA, and the NBA has changed so much over the past 5 years. And I think that when, at least according to reports, that when the players sat down with the front office in Toronto, they kind of petitioned for Nick Nurse to become the next head coach when Dwayne Casey was relieved of his duties. So best of luck to him, and we're going to wait and see what happens with LeBron James and whether he exits the Eastern Conference or not. But I do think the Raptors will be right back there near in the top third of the Eastern Conference again.
Very humble guy, by the way. And Kyle informs me that he still has his Central Iowa cell phone. So he still has his ties to the state of Iowa. And as we mentioned, from Carroll, played at UNI under the great Eldon Miller and then coached at Grandview. Almost was an assistant at Iowa State. Maybe Cyclone fans remember that little scenario where he agreed to join Greg McDermott's staff, left the Iowa Energy, and then 4 days later, Greg McDermott winds up leaving for the Creighton job. There was a settlement involved in that. So Iowa State does not show up on his resume as having been an assistant coach there, but spent time in the G League not only with the Iowa Energy but also Rio Grande Valley.
I think he has. I at least hope that he has frequent flyer miles.
And well, you know, you grow up in Iowa, you wind up playing and coaching over a decade in Great Britain, and now you're coaching in Canada. So he certainly has been well traveled throughout his career.
Don't forget Enid, Oklahoma.
And the Oklahoma Storm, and that was Darren Rovell who tweeted out that he was driving the van and doing the laundry. But there,
Darren Rovell was wrong.
We scooped Rovell. The head coach did the laundry. He was only an assistant.
Come on, Rovell.
Hey, we've got one of the two La Cantina gift cards we're going to give away right now. 319-366 1600 La Cantina 319.com. If you want to check out the menu before you go, Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, and the Fountains off of Edgewood. Three locations, same great Mexican food and beverages. $30 to caller number six right now. 319-366-1600. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. More Cardinals Cubs talk. See, I put the Cardinals first. Don't yell at me. All to come as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight. Back after this.